Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Josh, my friend. Now, you might think that every year, another Call of Duty, that has been the case for the last 15 years, but a leaked insider bit of information is pointing to the fact that Call of Duty World War II Vanguard, the sort of assumed game that was coming out this year, that's already been leaked, already been talking about, we know is in active development, has actually been cancelled. Now, this came from an insider that was copied across, initially posted to 4chan, then it was copied across to a Discord channel, and then Activision themselves posted a DMCA to remove the information. That's the thing that a lot of people are hanging a lot of the conversation on, because it has been verified that it was from Activision, that it was an official notice from them saying, they don't want whatever information was in this post to get out. It's worth noticing or saying alongside this, the usual, take it with a pinch of salt. Known leaker Tom Henderson said that Activision do this quite frequently just to sort of get a lid on, various pieces of information that are doing the rounds. However, the things that are inside this post are pretty tantalizing anyway. So the main thing is just that it spells out Call of Duty World War II Vanguard is unreleasable, apparently, in the state that it's in. There's been barely any work put into the multiplayer so far. Apparently, the plan was to port across assets from Call of Duty World War II, but they haven't been able to do that because there's been a change in the different game engines, and the World War II so apparently isn't playing ball. And the big thing is that Activision, their release for Call of Duty this year is to actually focus on Modern Warfare 2 Remastered's multiplayer mode, and let that be Call of Duty 2021's, entry into Call of Duty, just essentially cancelling, delaying, whatever, with Vanguard, which goes up against the fact that the next main Modern Warfare, the sequel to 2019's Modern Warfare, is still coming 2022. So it doesn't really leave any space for Vanguard to appear. And there's more to this thing, but what do you think of the big old... What do you think of everything?
What a mess, Scott. What a total just, tip of a crap show, this whole... For, the past 5 years, I feel like Call of Duty has been in this situation where they're just putting out fires all over the place. And this, post getting DMCA'd, getting took down by Activision itself, it's kind of, points to its legitimacy in a way. The more Activision tries to bury this stuff, the more people believe it, the more people seek it out. They did the exact same thing when the Warzone trailer leaked for the new Verdansk map. That came out. That wasn't a finished trailer, but it was doing the rounds. Everyone DMCA'd it. And then everyone was talking about it even more because then they were like, yes, this has to be true if they've done this. When it comes to Vanguard itself, the writing has kind of been on the wall for that since it was first rumored. Sledgehammer apparently have only had 2 years to put it together rather than three. They don't quite have the amount of support behind this game that, say Infinity Ward had behind the Modern Warfare reboot. This is coming after they were supposed to ship Cold War, and then Treyarch had to come in and salvage that. So there have been all of these things pointing towards this year's game, not being as good as it should be. And Activision seems to have kind of acknowledged that themselves, talking about, or it's at least this rumor that they've been talking about how they want to salvage it with a post-release roadmap. They want to use it to push Warzone more, and they're not expecting it to sell as well as a Black Ops, as well as a Modern Warfare or something like that. So the fact that they're going to delay it or maybe even cancel it outright, ultimately might be a good thing rather than push out or get these, these developers to push out a game that just isn't going to be good or is going to be broken or is going to under-deliver.
Because, I mean, how many different Call of Duties do they expect us to play simultaneously? I mean, you've got... Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm still playing Modern Warfare. I still prefer that to Black Ops Cold War. I know the Black Ops Cold War didn't sell as well as they assumed that it would, that it was sort of down, I think, year on year compared to the last few years. And it's just that whole thing of... I mean, to be honest, mentioned in here is the fact that, and this has come out beforehand, that Activision, you know, Warzone sells insanely well. The way that Warzone is monetized apparently has made them rethink the entirety of the Call of Duty brand. So to bring it back to what's apparently going to happen towards the end of this year, this insider thing says that Activision's plan is to spin the whole thing into this sort of Call of Duty celebratory type thing. And like you said, bring in more content for Modern Warfare, for Black Ops Cold War, and for Warzone, and let that be the sort of big Call of Duty blowout. You can probably still do all your Monster Energy style tie-in stuff with that, and they've still got a monetizable new quote-unquote multiplayer with Modern Warfare 2 Remastered. But like Tom Henderson said when he's doing the follow-up comments, that is a bit of a marketing nightmare that we've sort of got Modern Warfare Remastered this year and then regular Modern Warfare 2 next year, but everything overlaps because it's a constant push forward with all these different multiplayer modes that are all separately monetizable. It's just, will it ever end, Josh Brown? Will it ever be to bring it all together?
You know, I mean, for years now, me and you have been doing these videos saying Call of Duty just needs to take a day off. We can't play a day off. You couldn't take a day off, but they also need to take a year off.
Yeah.
Just take a half day. Just have some kind of holiday. Let us miss it for a little bit. I think it's especially in this year, more than any other year, we don't need a new Call of Duty. We've got Warzone still on the go, getting new content updates, you know, every couple of months. We've got an entire pandemic going on where a bunch of games are getting delayed and pushed, and Call of Duty is there steadfast saying, like, no, we're going to be releasing because that's what we always do. And we're in this now fractured cycle where previously the developers had 3 years, now they've got 2 years, now other developers, other studios are being called in to help, and it's going to hit, like, a crisis point, and I just can't understand how they keep going forward without addressing it. You know, they are Activision, they do make a lot of money, but I mean, if you recognize a problem like this, it's not going to get better by itself. And this is a year where they could take it off because, like you said, if they've got Modern Warfare 2 Remastered's multiplayer, like, that's surely going to be something that can fill the gap so they don't just have nothing. And a lot of people really want to play that multiplayer suite again. You know, when they released the campaign for Modern Warfare 2, everyone was kind of disappointed because everyone wanted to play the multiplayer. But obviously you can see why they didn't release it, because they already had too many Call of Duty multiplayer suites fighting for your attention, and to release another one would have just been madness. But if this World War II game does get pushed, if it does get cancelled, having Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer to kind of like fill that gap, like you said, like Tom Henderson said, it will cause a marketing nightmare in the long run. But if they treat it, like you say, as a celebration, as kind of like an acknowledgement that things have kind of gone wrong, say they didn't want to deliver something that was unpolished, that was going to, you know, not feel like a substantial Call of Duty release, and in exchange for that, they're releasing this, you know, beloved upgraded multiplayer suite. I think that would buy them a bit of goodwill and at least be them acknowledging that, you know, there is an issue and they can't just keep pushing ahead in the current form, because it's just going to break all these studios and break all these franchises.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a reality to what we all went through last year that's still going through this year. And if you were trying to make any sort of AAA game, there's so many moving parts that it's going to directly impact it. You know, cough, cough, Cyberpunk. Like, it's pretty obvious. So I think there is a way to spin the, or, you know, to just acknowledge the marketing side of it and go, look, we'd rather just take a year off. Here are some things that you can enjoy in the interim, something like a Modern Warfare 2 Remastered. Did you play the Modern Warfare 2 campaign when that came back out?
I did. I enjoyed that one and regular Modern Warfare Remastered,
Yeah, because that's my thing, is just like, I love those games because obviously I'm taken back to, you know, what it was like when they first came out. But I wonder what it'll be like for people who play, you know, Modern Warfare, Warzone, anything in the new engine. When you go back to an older Call of Duty, it is pretty jarring. Like, they're beloved and they're, you know, iconic and known and nostalgic. But like, for that to be the main year's installment is like maybe a bit jarring to the overall fandom. But then again, maybe they're just going to stick to the Call of Duty that they already know and love. Like, maybe the numbers on their part are just saying people don't even necessarily want one. Like, what even is a new Call of Duty at this point? It's a story campaign. That's kind of it.
That's why I think people wouldn't be annoyed if it just was Modern Warfare Remastered, because we're not in a situation with Call of Duty anymore where the new game replaces the last. You know, Cold War, well, Activision tried to make it replace the last, but there's a lot of people still playing Modern Warfare, and there's a lot, I almost ate my own tongue, and there's also a lot of people still playing Warzone, you know what I mean? And we've got that integration. That's just hit 100 million players, so it's not like Activision Activision wants people to migrate from that to Cold War, and then from Cold War to Modern Warfare Remastered, if that comes out this year. I think, you know, these things could live side by side, and as long as they, you know, clearly make it clear that it's going to be a remaster, that it's not going to be a proper follow-up to the 2019 game, then I think people will accept it, you know, as this nostalgic throwback that a lot of people are eager, you know, to get back to, or try for the first time ever to see what all the fuss was about, you know. As long as it's clearly marketed, like I said, as a remaster, I think it'll go down well.
Well, for the longest time, you know, we said, like, what's it going to take for Call of Duty to take a year off? Turns out the answer to that was a global pandemic. So I guess we'll just see whatever happens from going on from here on out. But let us know what you think down in the comments below. Would you be happy as a Call of Duty fan with Modern Warfare 2 Remastered's multiplayer? Or do you think they should do a full-on installment like they usually do and have done for the last 15 years? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.